Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. I'm going to read a sensitive passage from the Bible today, and if you have a hard time working through your past, if you have sexual abuse in your past, this might be a difficult passage. The Bible doesn't gloss over things, and just because it says this story does not mean that it is prescriptive, like this should happen. It is simply a descriptive. It is showing that it does happen. And you see all sorts of aftermath from this. So this is from 2 Samuel 13, verses 1 through 14, and this is what it says in the HCSB, the Holman Christian Standard Bible. Some time passed, David's son Absalom had a beautiful sister named Tamar, and David's son Amnon was infatuated with her. Amnon was frustrated to the point of making himself sick over his sister Tamar because she was a virgin, but it seemed impossible to do anything to her. Amnon had a friend named Jonadab, a son of David's brother Shimeah. Jonadab was a very shrewd man, and he asked Amnon, "Why are you, the king's son, so miserable every morning? Won't you tell me?" Amnon replied, "I'm in love with Tamar, my brother Absalom's sister." Jonadab said to him, "Lie down on your bed and pretend you're sick. When your father comes to see him, to see you, say to him, 'Please let my sister Tamar come and give me something to eat. Let her prepare food in my presence so I can watch and eat from her hand.'" So Amnon lay down and pretended to be sick. When the king came to see him, Amnon said to him, "Please let my sister Tamar come and make a couple of cakes in my presence so I can eat from her hand." David sent word to Tamar at the palace, "Please go to your brother Amnon's house and prepare a meal for him." Then Tamar went to his house while Amnon was lying down. She took dough, kneaded it, made cakes in his presence, and baked them. She brought the pan and set it down in front of him, but he refused to eat. And Amnon said, "Everyone leave me." And everyone left him. "Bring the meal to the bedroom," Amnon told Tamar, "so I can eat from your hand." Tamar took the cake she had made and went to her brother Amnon's bedroom. When she brought them to him to eat, he grabbed her and said, "Come sleep with me, my sister." "Don't, my brother," she cried, "don't humiliate me, for such a thing should never be done in Israel. Don't do this horrible thing. Where could I ever go with my disgrace? And you would be like one of the immoral men in Israel. Please speak to the king, for he won't keep me from you." But he refused to listen to her, and because he was stronger than she was, he raped her. It goes on, after this, Amnon hated her with such intensity that the hatred he hated her with which he hated her was greater than the love he had loved with her. "Get out of her here," he said. So mind if I pray for you? It's a hard one, heavy scripture. Lord, there are many Tamars in the audience of Pray Every Day who have experienced something like this. And so with all tenderness and compassion, I pray for healing. Lord, I also pray for justice, because there are people in this story who actually aided Amnon in his treachery. His friend Jonadab aided him to do this. And later we see that not much was really done in the aftermath of this rape for justice sake. It did happen in some ways, but not in others. And so, Lord, I certainly do pray that your wrath against this terrible sin would be poured out, and that justice would prevail in this land, that those laws that have statute of limitations would be expanded, because it often takes decades for someone to admit what has happened to them. Lord, if there are people in listening today who are Tamars, who have experienced this deep violation, this huge traumatic event, Lord, I pray for grace. I pray for peace. I pray that the trauma would be dealt with. I pray you would open doors to trauma therapy. I pray you would send empathetic listeners and friends. I pray that you would send an empathetic church to the rescue. I pray that if this happened within the context of church, that the church would rise up and do the right thing. And if they did the wrong thing by covering up, I pray that that would be uncovered in Jesus' name. Lord, there are so many throughout the whole wide world who have been victimized in sexual violence, and it breaks my heart. But I know that you can can come alongside those who are hurting in this way. And I pray that light would shine in the darkness. And sometimes people are so much in the darkness about this because it hurts so much and the closet is so shut and we don't want anyone to know those secrets. But I pray for a pinprick of light. When your light comes, it scatters the darkness. The evil one cannot have his way in this situation. And I stand against the evil one in the name, the powerful name of Jesus Christ and by the blood of the Lamb. And I pray that light would prevail over darkness. And I know that healing will begin as I pray because your Holy Spirit within each believer is working to do just that. And so I pray for an unleashing of healing, a revolution and a revelation of healing now in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for praying with me to listen to this podcast. I so appreciate you. For more information about We2, you can go to we2.org, we2.org/resources if you need some resources, and we2.org/21 days if you would like to have 21 days of insight about how to walk on that healing journey. If you'd like to support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday and it will explain it all right there. This helps get the podcast into the hands of listeners all over the world.